nice to hear your voice again. I've waited all day long, even wrote a song for you. It's strange the way you make me feel. With just a word or two, I'd like to do the same for you. It's nice to hear you say hello. And how are things with you? I love you. But very soon it's time to go. An office job to do while I'm here writing songs for you. Strange how a phone call can change your day. Take you away, away from the feeling of being alone. Bless the telephone. It's nice the way you say my name. Not very fast or slow, just soft and low, the same as when you tell me how you feel. I feel the same way too. I'm very much in love with you. I'm very much in love with you.
Hi there. My name's Alana. This is The Raw. And you're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm coming at you today from Studio A. Long time no see, Studio A. I was with my dear friend Theo last night, and I was like, oh yeah, like my radio show's tomorrow at 2 if you wanted to like come and do it with me. He was like, is it aesthetic in there? And I was like, well, one of the rooms is pretty aesthetic, and then the other one, not so much. But we're back. We're back in the aesthetic room. How exciting. You just heard Bless the Telephone by Lobby Seafray. I cheated a little bit. I've done that intro before. But guys, it's such a beautiful song. So well done. Under 2 minutes. A minute and 40 seconds of, like, bliss and meaning. What the heck? Yeah. Seafray, that came out in the 70s. In 1970, actually. British folk singer. Rose to fame. Right around then. And then, you might be familiar with Kanye West and just like a lot of sampling of Seafray's work, which is a little bit controversial. I don't have any more Seafray for you today, but just know, talented artist, beautiful voice, beautiful acoustics on that one. My uncle even describes that song as a perfect song. I concur. Last week I played Ultrasound or Virgin by Lorde, the album in its near entirety. And I had like a little tangent about like, oh, like we should listen to albums in their entirety. And I stand by that, but I'm not doing that today. Today I have an assortment of songs from the 70s, which my first ever solo show on WMFO was very similar to this one, but we do have some repeats, but we have many additions, and also some of these are not from the 70s. Next up, I have another really good song by an artist who died very young, unfortunately. This is Sitting on the Dock of the Bay by Otis Redding.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting the evening come, watching the ships roll in, and then I watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Yes. Sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of a bay, wasting time.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street, singing songs and carrying signs, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
You just heard For What It's Worth. That's a 1966 release by Buffalo Springfield. And yeah, before that was Sitting on the Dock of the Bay. That was a 1968 release by Otis Redding. Next up, I have two songs by The Kinks. One of the classes I'm taking, the professor during, I guess when we're all like walking in and sitting down, he has this playlist and it's just called Class Playlist. And he plays songs off of it. And on Monday, I came in and Waterloo Sunset by The Kinks was playing. And I was like, oh my God, this is a really good song. What the heck? So that's actually what like started this playlist, because I had thought about what I wanted to do, but I didn't come to anything for today until then. So yeah, this is Waterloo Sunset by The Kinks. Thank you. You just heard Lola, also by the Kinks, off of their 1970 release, Lola vs. Power Man and the Money Ground Part 1. That was another song I had played that same show many, many moons ago. Yeah, definitely one of, or Lola is one of, like, my top 10 songs of all time. And then Waterloo Sunset was a 1967 release, off of their album Something Else by the Kinks. The Kinks are a English rock band, formed in London in 1962. Yeah, we're gonna hop over the pond now and hear a thing or two from Steely Dan, which is an American rock band active from 1971. They were inducted into the Rock Hall of Fame in 2001, so 30 years after they formed. They formed in New York, so not too far, but not too close. First up, we have Dirty Work. Heard Only a Fool Would Say That off of that same 1972 album by Steely Dan called Can't Buy a Thrill. I can't say I know all that much about Steely Dan, but I did, what did I come, oh, it was this song you just heard, Only a Fool Would Say That. I saw like a post about it and they were like, guys, this is like the best diss track ever. And like to me previous, like I was thinking like the best diss track ever was Hit 'Em Up by Tupac, but I don't know, Only a Fool Would Say That is a pretty good diss track when you consider it is allegedly about John Lennon and his ridiculous idealism. More on the Beatles later. As we approach, well, we're not quite at the half hour. Yeah, we're solidly approaching it, though. As we approach the half hour, I have a PSA to share with you all. Yesterday, my same friend Theo, he's gonna come up again in a second, asked me if anyone listened to... like, how many listeners do I have, right? And I was like, well, I have at least one, and it's my dad. So I'm bringing you a fatherhood involvement PSA. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD, that's 4DAD, 411, or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council. So I met Theo because we transferred to Tufts at the same time. And last semester, he was like, you should come to boxing, Alana, come to boxing. And I was like, yeah, I'll come to boxing. But then I never did. But then this semester, last week, I attended boxing for the first time. And I've since gone three more times. and I plan to go again tomorrow and or Saturday. Boxers on the Hill, follow them on Instagram. There's a punch-a-thon happening this weekend if you want to support that. All of this to say that the next song is called The Boxer. This is by Simon and Garfunkel, who are a duo, an American musical duo, one of the most popular musical acts of the 1960s. This is The Boxer.
I am just a poor boy, though my story is seldom told. I squandered my resistance for a pocket full of mumbles, such are promises. All lies and jest, still the man hears what he wants to hear and disregards the rest. When I left my home and my family, I was no more than a boy in the company of strangers, in the quiet of the railway station, wet and scared, laying low, seeking out the poor quarters where the ragged people go, looking for the places only they would know. By-la-la-la, la 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 la. Asking only workmen's wages, I come looking for a job, but I get no offers. Just to come home from the wars on 7th Avenue. I do declare there were times when I was so lonesome I took some comfort there. La 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 la. Then I'm laying out my winter clothes and wishing I was gone, going home, where the New York City winters are bleeding me. And a fighter by his trade, and he carries the reminders of every glove that laid him down or cut him till he cried out in his anger and his shame. I am leaving, I am leaving, but the fighter still remains.
La 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 mirror, reflect what you are, in case you don't know. I be the wind, the rain and the sunset, the light on your door, to show that you're home. When you think the night has in your mind, that inside you're twisted and unkind, let me stand to show that you are blind. Please put down your hands, 'cause I see you. I find it hard to believe you don't know the beauty you are. But if you don't, let me be your eyes, a hand to your darkness, so you won't be afraid. When you think the night has in your mind, that inside you're twisted and unkind, let me stand to show that you are blind. Please put down your hands, 'cause I see you.
Heard I'll Be Your Mirror by The Velvet Underground. They are another American rock band, also formed in the 60s. At the time, did not earn much commercial success, but I don't know, I kind of always think of them as integral to the 60s rock landscape. But maybe that's just hindsight. You heard Nico singing. She went on to have a solo career. And who was on guitar? Lou Reed also solo had a solo career. I don't really recognize the names from other band members. Nico has a really interesting voice. And apparently, allegedly, I actually don't know. I do know where I learned this, so I don't know if it's true. My friend told me that Nico didn't know how to sing. And they were like, we'll teach you how to sing. And so that's how you get kind of that weird, like, I think dissonant would maybe be the right word to describe her voice. So then I like kind of was like, oh, well, can you teach me how to sing? And he was like, nah, like, you're a lost cause. Anyway. Next up, I have a collection of songs from the Beach Boys, who... also a band in the 60s. They formed in Hawthorne, California in 1961. The first few songs I have for you, or the first couple of songs I have for you, are off of a 1966 album called Pet Sounds. This was their 11th studio album. Not quite sure how that works, because it was only 5 years after they formed. Anyway... the Beach Boys did a lot, especially with Pet Sounds, did a lot of, like, crazy stuff with sound, and integrating sound into their music. And I remember seeing a documentary about the Beach Boys, and about, like, their, really innovative use of audio technology to create music, that I feel like you see a lot in contemporary music, but it's sort of taken for granted. So first up, we have God Only Knows.
Love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. believe me. Though life would still go on, believe me. The world could show nothing to me. So what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
You just heard Wouldn't It Be Nice off of that same album, Pet Sounds. I have two more Beach Boys songs today. The Beach Boys, Yeah, like I watched this documentary about them like years ago. I think I might have been in sixth or seventh grade. And I was like, I remembered like watching them use all of these like soundboards and things. And I'm sitting in front of what I guess is a soundboard. And it was like a really emotional documentary, but I can't remember why it was so emotional. But I just remember there being this huge emphasis on their use of audio technology. And then a couple weeks ago, I came across, it was probably an Instagram post, being like, oh, the Beach Boys are what everyone thought the Beatles were. And I was like, I don't know. So, like, the Beatles are this highly influential group, right? Like, we cite them as, like, the most, one of, if not the most, influential groups of, I guess, the 20th century. But were they doing what the Beach Boys were doing? I don't know. I don't know if that's a claim I can back up. I don't even know if I particularly like the Beatles, like, more than I like music that sounds good, right? Like, I don't feel any strong way about the Beatles. But I do feel strongly about the Beach Boys in that, like, I really like some of their songs. Two more from them. Next up, this is Forever.
If every word I said could make you laugh, I'd talk forever. I asked the sky just what we had, it shone forever. If a song I sing to you could fill your heart with joy, I'd sing forever.
Safe and warm if I was in LA.
You just heard the Beach Boys cover of California Dreamin'. That song is originally by the Mamas and Papas with Cass Elliot. I quite like that song. I actually hadn't heard the Beach Boys version. I believe, based on like what I'm seeing on Spotify, that they somehow used it in the Stranger Things like recent season. I don't know. Haven't watched it. I have one more song that I discovered very recently, as in yesterday. This is a song called Crucify Your Mind by an American singer called, well, he goes kind of just by Rodriguez, but full name is Sixto Diaz Rodriguez. He's an American musician from Detroit. Didn't find huge success in the U.S., but was apparently quite loved in South Africa, Australia, and New Zealand. The song is from a 1970 release called Cold Fact. Yeah, that's all I have for you after that one. I'll be back next week at 2 p.m. As a reminder, this is 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm Alana, and this has been The Raw.
Was it a huntsman or a player that made you pay the cost, that now assumes relaxed positions and prostitutes your loss? Were you tortured by your own thirst in those pleasures that you seek, that made you Tom the Curious, that makes you James the Weak? And you claim you got something going, something you call unique. But I've seen your self-pity showing as the tears roll down your cheeks. Soon you know I'll leave ya, and I'll never look behind, 'cause I was born for the purpose that crucifies your mind. So convince your mirror, as you've always done before, giving substance to shadows, giving substance evermore. And you assume you got something to offer, secret shiny in you. But how much of you is repetition that you didn't whisper to him too? Thank you.